Welcome to the Quantum Revenue Expansion Podcast. My name is Ursula Minchus, and I'm a sales expert, strategic business coach, and USA Today bestselling author. I love sharing strategies that show you exactly how to turn your annual revenue into your monthly revenue. If you're looking to take a quantum leap in your revenue or sales, your team, your productivity, your success, and your life, then you are meant to be here. My goal in every episode is to help you take your belief that it's possible to 2x or 10x your revenue while working way less to knowing that it is happening right now. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Quantum Revenue Expansion, where we talk about turning your annual income into your monthly income. And I'm super excited because we have Heather Hansen O'Neill on the show today. She is best-selling author three times now. Is that right, Heather?
Yeah.
I'm three. Yes. And literally just released her new book, Finding Humanity and the Evolution of Sales, which is near and dear to my heart. And I got to be a contributing author. Thank you so much for that opportunity. And I got to be at the book launch and I got to see, you know, what I was amazed at last night, Heather, is just seeing how much your people, your community, how much they love you and how much you love them. Like I get, like I tell my clients all the time, I love you. And I always think I'm weird. And then I was like, oh my gosh, Heather and I are like, you know, we're in alignment. Tell people you, it's okay to say I love you. So anyway, so I'm super excited to have you here today. We're going to be talking about that. Talking really about finding humanity and the evolution of sales, because I think thinking about where we are on the planet in this time frame, there is no accident that that's the conversation that needs to happen. Mm-hmm. And I know you're going to have some really great gifts at the end, and you'll be able to direct people to where they can get your book. So before we jump in, let me just give a little formal intro for Heather. Heather Hansen O'Neill is an international keynote speaker, behavioral expert, three times best-selling author, and adventurer. I love that. I feel ya. She's also a two-time TEDx speaker. Very cool. Host of the popular podcast From Fear to Fire and Humanity of Sales radio show, which I got to be on Fear to Fire. I saw that. Yeah, I saw it pop up on, mm-hmm. I think we must have had it on our blog. I just saw it recently. I was like, oh, that's so cool. Heather's signature model, The Elements of Adventure, is the powerful framework she utilizes to empower leaders, ignite results, and change the world one adventure at a time. By the way, we were in Egypt this year.
Fabulous.
That was the adventure of my lifetime to this day. So I am with you on the adventuring. So tell us a little bit about your backstory, you know, like what's brought you to this moment? Why do you care about humanity and sales at this time on the planet?
Oh goodness, Ursula. First of all, I just need to stop, go back, rewind and say thank you because you're amazing. And everyone listening right now already knows this. Aww. So I'm preaching to the choir here, but you on the podcast From Fear to Fire podcast you were outstanding. Mm-hmm. I loved your contribution to Finding Humanity book. Totally aligns 100% with what we're doing. And so thank you. And thank you for inviting me on the show.
Oh, I'm so excited. We love amazing entrepreneurs like you who are making a difference in the world who, you know, really deeply care about people. So yeah, tell everyone a little bit about you and about your story.
Okay. So I have been doing this fun business for 25 years. And it has been through many different iterations. So I'm saying that because it's a journey. It's a journey, and I have done all the things wrong, right?
What an adventure it's been, right?
Yes, thank goodness we love adventures because it's going to be an adventure whether we want it to be or not. So we might as well throw our hands in the air and enjoy it, right?
Yes.
Yes, yes. So I think that everything happens for a reason in the time that it's supposed to happen. Mm-hmm. And every failure that I mentioned, right? Everything that I did wrong was for a reason. It was so that I could learn everything that I needed to learn to be right here, right now, having this specific message. Yes, this is actually my fourth book. You were right. It's only my third bestseller. So you said, but once again, they can't all be, you know, bestsellers. So it is my third bestseller and I'm super grateful for that. But It's the times that I had challenges that made me who I am today. It's made me open to being able to feel what we need. And you said like where we are right now in the world. And I can't even say like any better than that, because there's this vibration of what we need right now. People are exhausted. People are still feeling this need to isolate. People are overwhelmed. I mean, there's so many things that we are experiencing right now that can all be solved by finding humanity. And we cannot find humanity that will ultimately turn into everything that you actually want from your business standpoint, your profitability, and all of that begins with humanity. And we can't even find it unless we know to seek it.
Yeah.
And so that's what this book and what I'm doing right now is all about.
I can tell you. So yesterday, well, let's be real transparent. I was an hour late to Heather's book launch. So I got my time zone totally. So I was so excited. Like I was just right on time. And luckily it wasn't over yet. And you know what? Like speaking of all things happen for a reason, there's divine timing. I happened to jump in and I caught one of your authors and I was in the car, so I didn't write this down, but she read part of her chapter, I think is what she was writing. And it was, she talked about, you know, connecting with others and the human side of all the things and kind of just slowing it down. I don't
remember. Jeter.
Thank you.
Kimberly Jeter, and she did a lovely piece about love.
Yes. And I just want to say this, and I'm thanking her. Hopefully she listens to the podcast, because I was dealing with something yesterday and it was such a great reminder to just check my ego and, you know, step back into a place of love and understanding and humanity. And so, you know, your book, I haven't even read the whole book, and it touched me at the core because of, you know, her sharing that piece. So I just want to say thank you. Like that, like so often we're moving so quickly.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but 2024 for us and like a lot of our clients moved so fast. There was so much noise in 2024 for so many reasons, election year, all the things. Like 24 and 20 had some similarities in just the noise, right? And it's like, can we all just find some humanity? And you know, I lived in California 16 years, a lot of friends dealing with a lot of things out there right now. And also I've seen so much humanity as you, I'm sure you have as well. Anyway, I just want to say like your timing is very, very good.
Well, I will also tell you that I plan to let Kimberly know that her story touched you, because knowing that is exactly what she needs right now, right? Everything happens for a reason. Yeah. So I think it's one of those divine moments.
Yeah, beautiful. Yeah. So fourth book.
Yeah.
Was there, you know, the books are birthed. Books are divine downloads. Like all of a sudden, like you'll get a push and it's like, you got to write the book, right? So was there some specific thing that happened, or this desire to gather all these other authors and talk with us? Like what brought you to create Finding Humanity?
Okay. I love this question because it is so not what people think. So there was no intention of having multiple contributors or authors, literally none. However, when I went out to find stories, and I'm going to go back a step in a moment, but I'm going to just start right here with the contributors. So I went out seeking research and stories and focus groups and surveys of it. Does humanity, I was asking the question, I didn't know the answer. Does humanity have a role in business, right? And the stories that people told me, the way that they opened up, their hearts and the results that they got made me think, I have to tell their stories. This isn't just about my story. It's about their stories. It is more about their stories. And so that's why it took a little bit longer than some of my other books. So just to give you in relation, my first book, I brought up the idea. I hadn't written a single page. I had brought up the idea to a publisher I knew, and he said, yeah, we love it. Can you have a manuscript to us in 120 days? And so that is a very different experience than what I had here. So I was just doing the research. I was collecting stories. And then like 2 years later, I published this because this is the exact right time for it to happen. So I said I was going to go back. I hope you'll indulge me. So I'm going to go back to the reason that this began is, you know, one of those moments. So I moved to South Carolina to give my mom a better quality of life because she had dementia, and the pandemic was incredibly difficult for people with dementia. And so I can run my business from anywhere. I am blessed in that. And my kids had graduated. And so I decided to move down here. I moved down. We had lovely 4 weeks in. I was ready. My expectation was that this was going to be a very long journey. I knew that because my father had Alzheimer's. And then I found out 4 weeks after I moved here that my mom had pancreatic cancer, and she actually ended up passing 2 weeks later. So you have your head wrapped around something, and then everything changes. And I was in why me mode. I was in how could this happen mode. I was in, you know, totally self-focused, obviously focused on my mom, but like, how could this happen? And so in that moment, I was confronted with humanity. I found it, and it pulled me out. These moments of beauty and kindness and joy, and it pulled me out of my place, that spot, and I started to seek it intentionally. And that's how this all began.
I'm so sorry to hear about your mom.
Thank you.
And your dad.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's a lot. And I totally also feel you. I mean, when you think about just the pandemic, right? While there was so much, there was a lot that was negative, right? Like we could call it negative. We could also reframe it though and look at the humanity that came through that and the lessons and the different connections. Like, I don't think any of us can say we're the same person that we were in 2020. We have evolved whether we liked it or not, like it or not. And that's exactly what your book is about, the evolution of sales. And I feel like it's since 2020, it's like this fast track. And so speaking of timing, the book needed this timing, right? It not did. That timing, it needed this timing. So when you talk about the evolution of sales, what does that mean? And how can our listeners maybe reframe the way they think about selling?
You know, I'm glad that you asked this because the people who listen to your show are people who want to expand that part of their lives and their businesses. They're interested in what does this mean from a sales perspective, from a revenue perspective. You do a beautiful job of giving them those tools. And so this is part of that process. The evolution of sales, I work with prior to even anything to do with humanity. I have worked mostly with sales professionals who have the residual effects of how sales used to be. And so we have in our bodies, in our beings, a perception that sales are manipulative, that they're bad, that they're sleazy, like that we've got all of these crazy things. Yeah. Like this is not negative. This is not negative. It is because it was. Mm-hmm. And what I mean is that sales literally, and going back through the years, hundreds of years ago, sales was all about manipulation. I want to convince you to get something from me. And there's a plethora of stories about that are told, like, you know, like fables being passed along from generation to generation. And that stays with us. And so salespeople who want to be and can be amazing salespeople making tremendous amounts of money may still underneath at their core not believe that sales is all about serving.
Yeah.
And they need to release. We all need to release, right? This preconceived notion that it's negative, that we're trying to talk someone into anything. We're trying to serve them. We're trying to take away their pain. We're trying to give them the thing that they most want in the world. That's what sales is,
yeah, right?
And so we need to change the conversation. And that's the shortened version of the evolution. I missed a couple of steps in there because this is a 30-minute show.
Yeah. No, this, right. The Latin root of the word sell means to serve, right? Yeah. And so, you and I, even 2 decades ago, more than 2 decades, some of the sales training, I was giggling when you were saying that because I was laughing about, do you remember the pen? I think they called it the pen technique. I think that was one of them where you slid the pen across the table.
There's so many of those, Ursula. You and I both know there's so many of those techniques.
The puppy dog clothes. Yeah. I think this would be fun to write a book based on, like, because some people have no idea what we're talking about. And, like, they want to know. They could be Saturday Night Live skits today. Like, here's though, like, let's talk about this because this comes up a lot, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I want to be serving, but some people can get, I think, servitude confused with serving, where it's like the give. Where does the receiving, where does the reciprocal?
Oh my gosh. I can't believe you're asking this question. Right. I have a great story for this. Okay. Sure. So this is my downfall. And I'm going to tell you the lesson that just literally happened 2 days ago. Yeah. So it's a lesson that keeps on giving. You know how it is. You have to learn something sometimes numerous times. It was the same with patients for me. So I am very good at giving. I am very much so less good at receiving. And it's been something throughout my whole life, right? And yes, I know you feel me. I know you are me. And probably a lot of listeners are like that too. My heart-centered listeners who are drawn to the humanity, they are probably really good at giving. But the reality is, and I'm going to give credit where credit is due. I did an interview with Bob Burke, who is the author of the Go Giver series, co-author with John David Mann. Yeah. So I did an interview with him, and he gave me the best visual. I'm a visual learner, and he said, "Listen, Heather, it's like breathing. When you breathe out, you're giving. You have to breathe back in. That's receiving. You can't just breathe out." You have to breathe in. And I was like, oh, I love that visual, right? Yeah. And so I didn't even realize how much I had integrated into my body until 2 days ago. I was talking to someone that I've known for many years, but haven't spoken to for at least a year. And we reconnected. And he said to me, oh my gosh, I want to gift you something. And what he wanted to gift me was several thousand dollars of an amazing trip, right? Mm-hmm. And my gut reaction throughout my entire being would have always been, no, I couldn't accept anything like that. That's too big, blah, blah, blah. And what came out of my mouth 2 days ago was, oh, thank you so much. I am so grateful. And he lit up too. And that's the part I want to share is that all those years that I spent pushing away the people, the receiving, I was depriving them of the gift of giving.
Yeah. Wow. Right. Because we know how good it feels because we give all the time. It lights us up like a Christmas tree. Your love language is probably gifts. I know mine is. I love giving people stuff, right? It like lights me up.
Yeah.
And then how do we receive? How do we receive? I want to show you. Where is it? Oh, in case she listens to the show, look at what my girlfriend's gave me.
Oh, it's so pretty.
So these are from her. So she's like, this is the gift that keeps on giving. She's like, I'm going to replant these for you. So, you know, all the things. And I've learned over the years to like, gifts are also her love language. So surrounding yourself with those people helps, right? With that. Giving. Okay. So I love that. Breathe in, breathe out, and recognize like what, like you're also giving someone a gift when you receive. And so a lot of people are listening to the show. They really want to grow their business. They want to become more profitable. Mm-hmm. Can purpose coexist with profit?
Yes, 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 yes. And so when I, just after I came to the realization, after my mom and my seeking humanity, of course, you know me. My next question would be, how does this relate in business? This isn't, there's just a personal thing. Of course, I have to take it to the next level, right? So I went out and I got a group together and we started to do the recon. We researched, we had focus groups, we did surveys, we had conversations. It was amazing. And what we found is the companies, the leaders who had that bigger purpose, who understood intimately that when they take care of their people, like take it, really listen to their people and make an environment that helps them thrive, that enables them to then go over and above for their customers. So you've now got engagement. You've now got raving fans who are sending referrals your way. And when you then also take that next step and have the purpose be bigger than you, bigger than your team, bigger than your company, and contribute to something bigger in the community, in the world, you're now attracting other like-minded people who believe in the same things. So 100%, the radio show that I have, the Humanity of Sales, the tagline is called Where Purpose Meets Profit, because there is a correlation. There's a correlation. And when you do those right actions, it will come back, not always from the direct way of the person that you're serving in this moment in time. It's going to come energetically from somewhere else, but it will come, trust me.
Yes. Yes. And when it does, celebrate. Yeah. I guess I forgot to do that. Well, I know you're an adventurer, right? And you do work with a lot of leaders and you do a lot of keynotes on this. So how does this adventure piece tie into leadership and us being powerful leaders out in the world?
Okay. So the Elements of Adventure program that I have is based on the Elements of Nature, the adventure mindset, and it's tied together. It's all woven together by the heart of humanity. It's I open hearts, minds, and doors. So when you open the heart, your heart to humanity, to those connections, and you open your mind, the adventure mindset, adventurers, athletes, and peak performers all have some things in common. It's what they're willing to do, how uncomfortable they are willing to get to achieve what they want to achieve, right? And how they want to contribute, how they want to show up in the world. So when you combine that, that heart-centered humanity with the mindset of being resilient, of being courageous, of taking action that are uncomfortable, then it opens the doors. It opens the doors to new opportunities, to new sales, to new customers, to new relationships.
Could you like have, I'm sure you have many stories, but do you have like a client story or a success story where someone has applied this or someone you've worked with? You don't have to share their information, but just maybe a story about someone you've worked with that was willing to do something uncomfortable. I mean, you've done two TEDx talks. I mean, you live this all the time. I mean, either your story or someone else's.
Okay, gosh, I'm very blessed that I have a lot of stories that I can go back on, but I'm going to go back actually many years because the way he responded was just so much fun. So I did a program years ago. I still do them from time to time. It's an 8-week breaking through fear workshop, right? And the graduation ceremony is flying on the trapeze.
Oh.
Yeah. So, So we're talking about how do we break through fear in many different capacities, and then we're actually literally going to do it. And so there was this gentleman who was, you know, he looked like he had it all together. When I first met him, he was a VP at this organization. He was making a ton of money, had the great suit on, and I was the keynote speaker. And we had this conversation, and he said to me later on, gosh, I hate what I'm doing. And I, you know, I need to be doing something different. And so I invited him to the workshop. And he was deathly afraid of heights. And when he heard about the graduation ceremony, he was like, I'm out. No way. Can't do it. So he, through the 8 weeks, he opened his mind and his heart, and he came, and he, it took him a little bit, but he climbed the ladder. He got to the top. He reached out for the rung. He jumped and he flew. And after that moment, he said everything broke open for him. He realized that there is nothing that can hold him back. When you face what you fear, just like your beautiful story, Ursula, in the Finding Humanity book, when we face what we fear and we find our way through it, we realize that there is literally nothing that we can't do. And it opened him up to quit that job, to find the job of his dreams. He's making more money than he made at that other cool job that he hated, right? And now he's loving his life. And that happens over and over and over again when we take the jump.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. So inspiring. And I know our listeners will love that story too. And I could just feel it when he was jumping. So much truth in that. Anyway, like you're inspiring me to think about other things. You know, when we're entrepreneurs, we have lots of things going back here. That's time for another conversation, another time. So, you know, one of the reasons I know you are our people, because you love to give back. And here we believe that when entrepreneurs make a lot of money, they give back to the organizations they care about and they live a great life. And that creates this ripple effect out in the world. I feel like entrepreneurs solve all the world's problems constantly. Okay. You know, whoever's waiting for politicians to solve your problems, that's not their job. They're getting it done, right? Yeah. So when you make a lot, you can give a lot. So one of the things you did is you gave all your proceeds from your latest book, Finding Humanity, to Alzheimer's. And obviously it's something your dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So my grandfather had Alzheimer's, my father had Alzheimer's, and my mom had dementia. Now, you know, it's very similar, but different in how it shows up. It is devastating. It's devastating and it's also devastating with how many people experience it and the caregivers, what they go through in the people that they love and how much they give. And then at some point they may end up, that person that they love may not even remember them. It's absolutely devastating. And so, you know, we can all do something. We can change the world with a smile. We don't have to spend a tremendous amount of money, but I'm at the point in my career where I can do more, right? I can give more. And so I didn't want to just give a portion. I wanted to give it all, because I believe that we need a cure, and I want to do everything in my power to help with that. And so yes, 100% of the net proceeds are going to Alzheimer's organizations. You know, the people that I have been interacting with that are doing incredible things with the research and the education and the support for caregivers, it's just incredible what they're doing. So if I can just in some small way contribute, then I will.
Yeah.
And so anytime anyone gets a book, they're contributing to that.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have these beautiful neighbors who, when Tim and I bought our first home in Southern California, we moved in and it was midnight. And I call her my California mom. She came out with her daughter at the time at like midnight. I thought, oh my gosh, we're waking up the neighborhood. She's like, we don't go to bed early. And got water for us. How can I help you? They ended up becoming like what I call our California family.
Oh.
And the most beautiful, her name was Veggie Hay, and she was one of the most beautiful souls in the world. And Alzheimer's found her. And and then she ended up having cancer, which is what, you know, brought her to the other side. But she, and I don't know, like, it just seems like some of these things happen to the dearest people with the biggest hearts who've been through some of the most challenging things. And so anyway, like I'm grateful that you are donating your proceeds. And, you know, if there was anything we could have done for her, we would have. And
yeah.
One of the most beautiful celebrations of life I've ever been to. So I will say that. So speaking of your book and giving back, how can people get your book? It's coming out in different formats as we're recording this and what's coming up. So where can people get the book? I know we're going to have the links in the show notes, but tell us more.
Sure. So I'm excited because my other books just came out in softcover. So the launch for the softcover of Finding Humanity was yesterday, right? And so it was like a little bit ago. And the ebook version is coming up on February 4th, and the Audible version is coming up on February 25th. So this is the first book that I've done that has the three different versions. And, you know, I really wasn't going to do it because this is where we have to step outside of ourselves. I love touching a book. I love reading books. But when I started to ask in my keynotes, I started to kind of take a poll. Hey, if I did an Audible, would anybody listen? And like 90% of the room. Yeah, like, okay, I might be leaving some money on the table by now, folks. And so, yeah, so all three versions.
Awesome. Well, we will put the link in the show notes.
Thank you.
And so for everyone who's listening, definitely grab your preferred version. And then you also have a free gift.
So, you know, I love people and I love helping people and I love especially helping people who are like-minded. And I know that if anyone is listening to your show, that they are like-minded. And so instead of giving something that I've recorded or something that I've written or something that I've done like that, I wanted to offer what I believe is our most precious resource, and I want to offer my time. So I would like to give to your listeners, if they mention your show, a complimentary laser coaching session. And so I'll make sure that you get the right custom link for that so that they can receive it.
Beautiful. And who would best be served by this laser coaching session with you? Like, what would they be struggling with? How would they know this is a good fit for them?
Okay, so one of, you know, I'm getting better at this. I'm not great at it, but saying what we're good at, right? And so one of my gifts is I see people, right? Mm-hmm. So it's not a matter necessarily of a specific challenge that you're facing that I'm going to give you techniques for. If you are someone who can narrow it down to one area of your life that you would like to focus on, it's a laser coaching session. So if you are capable of narrowing it down into this is what I want, or this is my one challenge that I'm facing, then we can work with that.
Beautiful. And help have, like you used the word breakthrough earlier, help have like a mini breakthrough or something.
Yep. Okay, yep.
Got it. So could be anything, but one thing, be specific when you reach out, know what you want to work on.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Heather Hansen O'Neill. By the way, congratulations. I heard you're a newlywed. Did I hear that correctly yesterday?
I am at my advanced age. Who would have thought?
My goodness, not. Oh my gosh. Well, congratulations. And I know there's a whole little story. I love to name her, share a little bit of the story.
Is that hysterical? Was she so funny or what?
Yes. And how she watched the courtship happen. I think she said, I love
it. It was a little crazy. The courtship was crazy. So I was like, please. Please, Judy, don't give any more details.
Well, I thought it was a great view into your humanity. So I thought that was sweet. So congratulations to you. Congratulations on your books, your third bestseller. Everyone, get a copy of the book. Heather Hansen O'Neill, thanks for being here today. And we wish you a phenomenal 2025. Best wishes to you. And to our listeners all over the world, we love you. That's the word we get to use. I say it every week. We love you. My commitment is to bring content to you. Amazing experts like Heather and other content throughout the year. We'll be here. We'll be meeting once a week. So I'll see you here every week. In the meantime, make this your most epic month.
Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. If you loved what you heard, be sure to leave a review on iTunes so I know what you like and can create content that guides you to uplevel your business even more. If you want more strategic business tips, follow me on social media. You'll find me on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, YouTube, and LinkedIn. And you can visit my website at www.ursulainc.co. I love being on this journey with you and can't wait to connect with you on the next episode. In the meantime, make this your most epic month yet.